Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Joe calling from National Opinion Survey. Sir, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I'll be very brief, okay? Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Now, sir, are you 18 years or older?
Older.
Okay. Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, first question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or will not vote?
Well, I'm a vote.
Okay. Now, what is your age, sir?
46.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very, very, very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly neither warm nor cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The American Federation. The American Federation of Teachers.
No.
You never heard of them?
What did you say it again?
The American Federation of Teachers.
Oh, yeah, I don't like them.
Okay. What about Black Lives Matter?
Don't like them either.
What about public charter schools?
I like them.
So how would, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
I mean, I don't know. I have my daughter that don't go to that school, so I can't say I'm going to rate them. But I know charter school is better than public school.
Okay. What about your local school board?
It's all right.
So from 0 to 100, can you give me a...
Okay, 0 is what? Just like?
I'm sorry? Okay, 0 means that you're... Zero is you're not in favor of them. And 100 means you are in favor of them.
There you go.
And which one?
0.
0, okay. What about public school teachers?
I don't know. I would say maybe a 4.
Okay. What about public schools?
4.
What about critical race theory or CRT?
I don't like it. 0.
Okay. And Joe Biden.
I don't like him at all. Never did, never will.
What about Donald Trump?
I like him.
So would you give him how much?
Give him, I give him 100.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Moving forward, I want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Charter schools do it better than a public school.
Okay. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
I'll give it a 5, I guess.
What about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
A 5.
Develop critical thinking skills.
A 5.
Develop social skills.
5.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
5.
And be ready for higher education like college.
5.
Okay. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
It's hard to tell because, I mean, they're building more schools, but that don't mean anything. So I would say in between.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I haven't heard nothing from the school yet, but me and my wife do ask our daughter if anything's been said or trying to push on them to let us know, because we will be going to the school, so I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually being taught in kindred through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Everything's about politics, but it's just the fact that they don't know what they're talking about by doing that. That's the whole point. You're putting something in a school that they don't even know what they're talking about. How are you teaching something that you don't know?
Okay.
I just don't agree with it.
Okay. Great. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I heard a lot about it, yeah. Hear it on the news.
Okay.
Yep.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements, and I am at 75% of this, so I'm almost finished. Tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Yeah, okay. I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Disagree with that. Why shouldn't we cannot say something to let them know about what should be diving straight?
Now, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with this? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
That's a toss-up. It depends on who's really teaching it, if they know what they're talking about.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each piece, tell me whether you support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support this, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I oppose it.
Okay. Now, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
I strongly agree.
Increasing discipline in schools.
Increasing discipline in schools?
Yes, increase the discipline in schools.
Let me see. I somewhat agree with that.
Okay. What about making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornography or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
I disagree with the sexual whatever you just said earlier.
Okay. What about adding an ethnic studies unit to the kinder to 12th grade public school curriculum?
What type of study is that, though?
It's just as ethnic studies.
Ethnic studies?
Yes.
So it's like they learning of each other, of, you know, like the ethnic group?
Yeah. Would you support this or oppose this?
If it's not harmful, yeah, I support it.
Okay. Moving forward, sir, so we can get you back to your day. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new black studies curriculum for kinder through 12th grade public schools. This new black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a black study unit to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum?
Yeah, if they tell the truth about it, yes.
Okay.
If they don't, no.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. Now, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you feel that this argument is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. Do you feel that this argument is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
That's convincing. Somewhat, okay. Very convincing.
Okay. Now, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Do you feel that this is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat convincing, because I'm a construction worker and I do get criticized and, you know, give their opinion on what they think and everything else, but...
Okay,
you know,
okay. I'm at 90% finish, right? Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
I agree with it, because I don't want them to just pick anything that we don't agree with. That's not helping the students. So
okay.
I agree with that.
Okay. Now, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
If it's a critical thinking skill, there shouldn't be nothing unpopular about it unless y'all talking about something that doesn't, you know,
huh?
Like critical race thinking and all that stuff like that. That's unpopular.
So do you agree with this or disagree with this?
I don't know, because that's like a toss up, because it's like a hidden something inside of that.
Now the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What was that?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I'm self-employed.
Okay. Are you married? Unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I have a partner.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
A daughter that's younger living in my household, yep.
Okay. Which of the following describes your child or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool, or other?
She's in public school.
And moving forward here, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself, sir, as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Either.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every Sunday.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions, please read. Did I read? Tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
A born-again Christian.
Okay, so would that apply to you or someone in your household?
Applies to me and my household.
Okay. What about someone in your household is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Would that apply to you or someone in your household?
My partner, she was a teacher, but she didn't finish it. She ended up owning her thing, but she was a teacher.
Now, the last question is, how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
What do you consider urban? Suburban, suburb, yeah.
Okay, sir, I do want to thank you for sharing your information, your opinion with us. This concludes my survey, and enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? And be blessed, okay?
Yep, you too.